All right, well, free speech continues to be a main topic of conversation in the wake of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Let's bring in Nolan Finley, the editor of the Detroit News editorial page, to talk about that. Nolan, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
We're well. And something that Charlie Kirk had been preaching for a long time was, obviously, he had his own thoughts on America and what the political system should look like. But he also talked about why he was doing what he did, why he went down this road. Listen to this.
There's more people that agree with me than some people would actually believe, and they come out of the woodwork when I do stuff like this. We record all of it so that we put it on the internet so people can see these ideas collide. When people stop talking, that's when you get violence. That's when civil war happens, because you start to think the other side is so evil and they lose their humanity.
Well, he never stopped talking, but the violence then came to him. How problematic is this, and how do we stop this from being a trend?
Well, I mean, that's, again, the key here. You have to have discourse, and hopefully it'll be civil discourse and not what we saw last week. But people have to talk to each other. And, you know, I wasn't a big fan of Charlie Kirk, but I do appreciate the fact that he was willing to sit down and in his own way converse with the other side. He didn't shy away from a conversation. And, you know, we've come to these days treat people who have opinions that are different than ours the way we behaved during COVID. We saw them walking down the street. We went and walked to the other side to avoid any contact. And I think there's too much avoidance in America today, and that is leading to a lot of our troubles.
Nolan, you wrote in a column that social media, you described it as a putrid swamp of hate following this murder of Kirk. Do you see this moment as a new low, or is it simply just a continuation of this pattern we've been spiraling into for years?
It's both. I don't know that we've stopped spiraling. I think it's the most vile element of our society today. It was supposed to connect us. We were supposed to bring us together. And instead, you see some of the most hateful dialogue and some of the ugliest comments you can imagine on that media. People say things there they would never say face to face to another person. It has bred hatred. I think in its current form, it's an evil medium. People use it to try to destroy each other. And you've seen that in the days since the Kirk shooting, just how vile it can be.
You mentioned this in your piece also, someone sending you a quote, that it to say they did something, it's like the other person did it. There's a danger there in these labels of they or leftist radicals or right-wing MAGA extremists. There's a danger there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this was one man shooting another man, and that happens every day in America. I don't think this was part of some organized movement to silence Charlie Kirk and to try to, and you know, both the left and the right, trying to make this Tyler Robinson something bigger than he is, I think.
I want to fold in another layer, Nolan. You know, we've been talking about Jimmy Kimmel as well. As you know, he was suspended by ABC for his comments that he made on his show. Do you see that as accountability? Is that censorship? Or is that just another flashpoint in the culture wars that we're in?
Depends how it went down, I guess, and I don't know that we know enough yet. I mean, ABC certainly has a right to fire its employee. I mean, he stood up on their platform and told a bald-faced lie about this shooting, and it angered a lot of ABC's customers. And, you know, you can say whatever you want, but as an employee, you can't hurt your business. Well, you know, that's the one side of it. Now, the Trump administration applied pressure on ABC because ABC has some regulatory issues in front of the FCC. Well, then that's another matter. I mean, the government can't do that or shouldn't do that. And, you know, I think we've got to learn more about it. I'm, you know, I would not be surprised if that's what happened, given, you know, that, given some of the things we've heard from the administration since the shooting, and we've got an editorial Sunday that deals with that. I mean, these are the people who said when the came to the defense of the Colorado baker when he wouldn't decorate a cake for a gay wedding, and now they're saying, well, we've got a right to force businesses to, you know, support our causes. And I think, you know, there's some danger here in Pam Bondi's comments last week or earlier this week about going after people who celebrated Kirk's shooting or punishing hate speech. You heard the vice president say, we're going to go after hate speech. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, hate is like beauty. I mean, it's in the eye of the beholder. Who's going to determine what's hate speech and what's not? And it's no better for the right to go after so-called hate speech than it was when the left was.
Yeah,
going.
Hate speech is free speech in this country, unless it elevates to a certain level. Right. So do you think that the Kimmel situation is a violation of free speech?
Again, it depends how it came down. I mean, Kimmel has a right to say whatever he wants, but if he says it on a platform that provided by his employer that hurts his employer, I mean, they have a right to act. That's always been true. Yeah. If they fired him at the behest of the government, then yes, it's definitely a violation of free speech.
I want to ask you about this idea of like going after each other and trying to get people fired. Your thoughts on that? And it came directly from the vice president on Charlie Kirk's podcast.
Well, again, it was wrong when the left was doing it. And we heard conservatives talking about cancel culture and we've got to put an end to cancel culture. Trump himself said that. And, you know, when a reporter, I think from ABC, Carl, asked him about what he was talking about when he said we were going to go after hate speech, he said, well, maybe I'll go after you because you
hate. He was like, you're hateful. And,
yeah. That's what he said. And so I think that's the danger. You can't have this used by politicians to silence their critics or. And that's what will happen, whether the left's doing it or the right.
Yeah.
If we start codifying hate speech.
Yeah. Nolan Finley, always appreciate it. Thank you for your time as always. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So could we see federal troops here in the city of Detroit? We'll ask the mayor next on JR Morning.